Hey everyone, I'm David Ramchand, and I'll be taking you through a sequence called Yoga Nidra. So just a little background on Yoga Nidra. It's often referred to as yogic sleep. It's a conscious deep relaxation, always done lying down on your backs in a comfortable position. You can do it on your bed, you can do it on the floor, you can put something underneath your head. You need to be warm, so nice and toasty. And when you receive the instructions, there's a set of instructions to go through to relax the body. The mind's always awake. So before you start your Yoga Nidra, you want to make sure that you have turned off your phones, a bit like getting ready for bed. Everything switched off, and find your comfortable position. So make sure you're warm. So from here, you come to lie on your floor, you can use a mattress here. You take something underneath your head if you need it. So the head supported, the feet slightly apart. Ooh, this is nice and comfortable. And maybe squeeze the hands, tense the feet, and gently release through the mouth. Palms face the ceiling, or you can place one hand on the heart, one hand on the chest, feet slightly apart. Whatever feels comfortable, and a bit like getting ready for bed, sometimes you have to have a little movement. Make sure you're comfortable. And if you have any drafts, if you're lying on the floor, I would put a hoodie or something on. And what Yoga Nidra will do, it will allow the body to really relax, a conscious deep relaxation. And it's great to do at any time during the day. You're not meant to fall asleep in it, but often people will fall asleep. And that's fine. But try to receive the instructions to relax the body first. And the process of Yoga Nidra was created by Swami Satchidananda. And he realized that he used to listen to children singing satsangs, and he realized that when he was asleep and they were singing, that actually he was learning. So your body's learning, and it's still conscious, still gently awake and relaxing at the same time. So often, if you're wanting to learn a language, for example, you can have it on in the background when you're doing Yoga Nidra. In that the body is still in that subconscious state. It's open to learning. So now, you're going to switch off the mind. Imagine you're getting ready for bed. You're turning off your computers, all the apps on your phone. Take your movements. And try to keep the body still. And you're going to repeat mentally three times. Whilst I receive the instructions for my Yoga Nidra, I will keep the mind awake. Just repeat that three times. Soften the breath. Take as long as you need. And now you're going to bring the focus to the left side of your body. And you're going to make the left side of the body. Imagine it's much heavier than the right. I'm going to bring it to the left thumb. Heavy and restoring. The index finger. The middle finger, ring finger, the baby finger. Fingers are relaxed on the left hand. They're heavy and restoring. The palm of the hand, the front of the hand, the left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, armpit, and shoulder. The left arm gently relaxes into the earth. The whole body is static. It doesn't move. Now, I'm going to take the focus down the left side of the body towards the left hip. It becomes very heavy, doesn't move. To the glute. To the thigh. Around to the back of the thigh. The left knee. The whole of the knee relaxes. To the shin. And calf. The left side of the body sinks into the earth. It's unable to move as it restores. Much heavier than the right side. And in your mind, you can take yourself to a place that's particularly happy for you. It could be a past memory. Could be something like a childhood memory with your family, friends, loved ones, with your pets. Could be something in the present or something you're looking forward to. But wherever you take your mind should be blissful to allow the mind to relax. And it's different for all of us. Now we take the focus to our ankle. The left front of the foot. Sole of the foot. The left big toe. Then one by one, the other toes start to relax. Sole of the foot relaxed and heel. Left side of the body sinks into the earth. Comes very, very heavy. As it relaxes and restores. And in your mind, you can go deeper into your places of blissfulness, happiness. The mind starts to feel carefree. Body very heavy as it sinks into the earth, as it replenishes. We take the focus now to the right thumb. Heavy, restoring and recovering. The index finger. Middle finger. Ring finger. Baby finger. Fingers relax on the right hand, heavy, restoring and recovering. To the palm, front of the hand, and wrist, hand relaxes. The right hand joins the left as it sinks into the earth. Forearm, elbow, upper arm, armpit, and right shoulder relaxes. The right arm joins the left, unable to move. It's in a state of restoration. Body's becoming very heavy, mind very carefree, empty of any thoughts. You're going deeper into your places of bliss. We take it down the right side of the body. To the right hip and glute. To the right thigh. The back of the thigh. Body sinks deeper into the earth as it replenishes and restores. The knee, the back of the knee. Body feels much heavier, mind much lighter. As it restores. It's comfortable and relax. In your mind, you're going deeper into your places of bliss. My voice becomes more distant. Sinking deeper into the earth. Now to your calf and shin, the ankle, the right front of the foot. The heel, the sole of the foot, body becomes very heavy as it drifts off. Into his place of bliss. Mind becomes very carefree. My voice more distant. The right sole of the foot. Heel in front of the foot. The right big toe. And one by one, the other toes relax. till it reaches the baby toe. The right side reconnects to the left, finds its balance, then in union now. Body's unable to move as it restores. It doesn't want to move, it's very comfortable. Still. The mind so blissful as it goes deeper into its place of happiness, that past, present, or future memory. Now we're going to move the focus to our back. The sacrum, that bony part of the back, becomes very heavy. To the spine, it relaxes the disc and the vertebrae one by one. Gently relax. Till it reaches the very back of the neck. The back of the head. And the scalp. Now the face starts to relax. The skin on the face. Forehead. Eyebrows. And eyes. Eyelashes. Cheeks. Nose. Mouth. Teeth. Tongue, chin, and front of the neck, the back, the head, and the face. Now reconnect to the left and right sides of the body. They're all in balance now, restoring together. Body's so heavy and comfortable, drifting off into its place of bliss. When it's relaxed, it restores and recovers and replenishes. It's unable to move as it sinks softly into the earth. Mind is so carefree, so empty of thoughts. We take the focus now to the torso, the front of the neck, shoulders, chest, the rib cage, within the rib cage, all the internal organs start to relax, the lungs, liver, kidney, spleen, pancreas, digestive system, diaphragm and heart. Body becomes so heavy now. It's restoring, recovering, sinking into the earth. It's going deeper into its place of happiness. And in this state, when the body's so relaxed, the mind's so calm, it's very receptive to new ideas. So you can work with your Sankalpa. Your Sankalpa is what you want to bring into your existence that's not here just yet, but will be. Whatever you're trying to manifest, it's always with lightness and ease. This is a perfect time to work with it. So you play it in your mind by pressing play. Imagine you're streaming a movie. You start to see that movie. You start to see your Sankalpa. You start to see yourself doing, if it's an action-based Sankalpa, you bring it to life with color and emotion. And play it in your mind. Probably not creating it from scratch. It's already here. You just have to realize it. Gently and calmly, you play it in your mind over and over again. So it imprints on the mind. And it starts to feel real. Over and over, you play your Sankalpas. My voice has become very distant now. You can just about hear it. Mind is so carefree. So light. You've seen your Sankalpas, you felt them. They've become part of you now. So in your own time, you can release them. Allow them to drift off into the universe like a balloon or a kite. Just let them go. Always working with them when the mind's light and relaxed in your meditation or in your yoga nidra. You've seen them, they'll come back to you when the time's right. Now you're going to bring your focus to the right side of the heart. You're going to find that chamber on the right side of the heart, about the size of your thumbnail. You're going to look within that chamber. And start to reconnect to your spiritual heart. Find that golden light. Because the body is so balanced and relaxed and calm, it'll feel like a star. So connecting into that starlight light, allow it to disperse throughout the whole body. To every cell, tissue, ligament, muscle. Now you're going to gently start to awaken the body. There's no rush. So you start to bring life back into the thumbs gently. And one by one, the other fingers can move. You might need to start to do a little movement on your back. That's okay. Now into the big toes. Then you start to open the toes one by one till it reaches the baby toe. Now, depending, if you're at home and you're relaxed and you don't have any other commitments, you can stay in your relaxation. But if you have other commitments, then you're going to bring the feet together, arms over the head. You're going to take a stretch. Reconnect to your body. You're going to keep your back and your head down. You're going to bring the knees into the chest like this. And then from here, take some small circular movements to release your back. And then go in the opposite direction. Give everything a little stretch here. Then you can give yourself a really big hug. Try to keep the back and the head down. The biggest hug you're gonna have today. You can flex and point the toes. And your stretch, when you take your stretch, it's like waking up. Nice big stretch like this. Give yourself a big hug, the biggest one you're going to have today. Then you're going to carefully roll over to the right side. And you're going to stay in your embryo. It's a really good position to be in the morning. You count about 15 breaths. And then press lightly through the left hand. And you're going to come up to your comfortable seated position. And from here, you can keep the eyes closed, but bring the hands together. Give them a rub. Make the hands nice and warm. Keep rubbing them. Make them really nice and warm. And then close the eyes. Cover the eyes with the palms. Then you're going to gently release. Thank you for joining today.